Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Wednesday, September 14th, 2016. And the title of this podcast is How to Write Good User Docs. And it's actually, there's a process for it. It requires that you be a little bit more methodical in how you ship the software. But it's not that much more work. And you know that when you're done, the user docs that you've created actually work, and there won't be any questions that an actual user will have as they follow your instructions, if you do this process as described. So here's the deal. What you do is you package up the software without any docs, and you upload it to wherever it is you're actually going to upload it as part of the process of a user installing the software. So if that means just creating a static web page that a user will load, that's fine. Or if it's a GitHub repository, create the repository, put the files where they actually will be. So now you have to actually think about that. Where are you going to put the files, and what are their names going to be? And it's a good time actually to review how that's all set up, because while you were in development, things may have just sort of ended up in a certain place. But now's the moment when you kind of want to pause and think, okay, well, where would I like this to be? Suppose this piece of software ends up being very useful, and a lot of people find out about it and they install it. And so now this folder structure that you're creating, or however you know it manifests, that's going to end up being on a lot of people's computers. So you're going to have to live with it. They're going to have to live with it. They're going to think ill of you if there's any sort of weirdness in here. So you might want to try, you know, maybe iterating here a little bit, just to sort of make things sort of make more sense. So now you've uploaded everything. I would say go take a break, walk around the block, or, you know, go get a cup of coffee, or go check your email, you know, your tweets, whatever. Do something to sort of take your mind off of this work, so that when you come back to it, you'll have forgotten sort of how you got here. And if you find yourself thinking in that direction, you know, sort of like how it was developed, this, try to put that aside, because that's not going to help you here. All right, so now what you do is you put a notepad, either, probably not on your screen. First few times you want to do this, it should just be not even on the computer. It should be a piece of paper, and it should be a fresh piece of paper and a pen, and you're sitting there, it's sitting there waiting for you to write stuff down. And so the first thing you write down on this piece of paper is the first thing you're going to do. Okay, download the software. So, well, what's the URL? You're going to use a piece of information now, and so when you use that information, it also has to show up on the notepad. Any piece of information that you use that guides you through the setup process, that must be a note on your piece of paper there. If you leave anything off, well, you're not following the procedure, and you're also going to leave your user with a big sort of question, a gap that they have to fill in, and a reason why it's not going to work for them. So you have to actually write it all down, every step that you do. Okay, and then, all right, you know, get the software working. You know, you may encounter some bugs at this point, because there may have been some things on your machine in your setup. Oh, I should mention that. You shouldn't, like, be doing this on the machine it was developed on, because it's going to have, you know, it's going to have things on it that aren't going to be on the user's machine, and you have to, so, anyway, sorry I didn't mention that up front. So, now, the next thing to do is take that piece of note, that, you know, the notepad, and open up a blog post, or wherever you're going to put it. It should probably be, you know, somewhere on the web. And transcribe what you've got there, and take the links and, you know, to you know, things that you need to download or whatever, and actually, you know, make those HTML links. And I would say try to leave the commentary, keep it to a minimum, because the person who's following your instructions here, you just went through this, okay? And you know that your state of mind was, you know, you're not feeling like listening to a lot of philosophy or chattiness or even, no, even style is kind of rude here, you know? You just give me the facts, and I'm going to go through this checklist, and I want to get through it as quickly as possible, and I want to not make a mistake. That's the most important thing to your user there, because they know damn well that as soon as there's a mistake and they get to a step and it doesn't work the way it says it should work in the instructions, that you're now in installation hell. And with no way out of it. Okay, there might be a way out of it, but very often, the best thing to do when you, as a user, get there is to throw the whole thing out and start all over again, because you could spend 5 hours trying to figure out what you did wrong, or you could spend 10 minutes doing it again. I can't tell you how many times I spent the 5 hours until I realized that, you know, there's a point of where you, it's better just to cut your losses and, you know, not continue. So, and that's it. You know, good installation instructions should be super boring, not much fun to read, but the results should be fun. And I should mention one other thing, is that, you know, if you go through the whole process and you've put up your instructions, I would say do another review of it, and, you know, maybe go for another walk, have another cup of coffee, read your email, do whatever you do to clear your mind again. Now, maybe run through the instructions that are on your computer screen and think, maybe as you're doing it or before you're doing it, could you take some of these steps out? Because now you've actually seen what the user has to do. And, you know, the question is, well, why would you want to take some of the steps out? Because, and the answer is, if you care about adoption, in other words, if you care about, you know, if you'd rather have 100 people use this than have 5 people use it, that's why. Because every extra step there is means you're going to lose somebody. The phone's going to ring, or they're going to get distracted, they have to go to the bathroom, you know, they don't understand something. You know, it's another thing for them not to understand, it's another thing for them to get wrong, right? So if there's a way to cut down the steps of installation, and of course this goes in terms of the use of your software as well, if you can find a way of taking something that people do all the time and making it one step instead of 5, it's better software. You know, it's a lot of what happens in the life of software, you hope, is that you figure out how people use it. And that goes back and feeds back into the design of the product. So you do that here too. And, you know, and you do this whole process 100 times. By the time you've done it 100 times, this is just, there won't be another way to do this. This is simply, and this is of course how I do it, how I release my software. Over many, many years of experience, one of my mottos is you slow down to hurry up. You know, if you don't do it carefully, you'll end up taking a lot longer to do it. So this is like, you know, you don't cut these corners. These are the important corners that you want to actually do this right. Because all the work that you did up to this point could be wasted if the instructions don't work. Okay, so that's my little story for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.